Trinadapi siniche na toradiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhagavad Gita Chapter 18 Conclusion, the Perfection of Renunciation Text Number 68 Ya idang paramang ghuhyam mad bhakteshva vidasyati bhakting mayi param kritva mam evaishyat yasangshaya. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. So, this verse is happening right now. You are devotees. Otherwise, you would not be here. A devotee is someone who has as priority in life serving and loving Krishna. As we explained this morning, this devotional service begins by hearing. The mere fact that you have come to the class means that you want to surrender. This is where surrender begins. You are allowing yourself to hear the message of Krishna. The message of Krishna, in this case, is directly Bhagavad Gita. This 18th chapter is a re-summarization of the entire Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says that actually Bhagavad Gita is finished in 17 chapters. And this chapter 18 is a re-summarization. Just as chapter 2 is called Contents of the Gita Summarized. So, that should be something to remember. That if you want a quick summary, here are the two chapters to study. And I have found in my own experience, there's a third summary, the introduction. That introduction, if you go through that carefully, you will understand Bhagavad Gita. And as I said this morning, Bhagavad Gita is the foundation for all the preaching. If you learn Bhagavad Gita very nicely, you will be able to preach to anyone. Actually, if you learn just one book, even one of Prabhupada's small books, if you study it thoroughly, you will understand the basis of Krishna consciousness. Because that is Prabhupada's genius.
Porque esa es la genialidad de nuestra Prabhupada.
In one book, you can know everything there is.
En un libro puedes entender todo tal como es.
When Prabhupada came to America,
cuando Prabhupada vino a América,
he only had the first canto of Bhagavatam done.
Solo tenía este primer canto de Shrimad Bhagavatam.
And he said, everything is in first canto. So, learn something, but learn it thoroughly. Thoroughly, completely.
Entonces, entiende algo, pero entiéndelo por completo.
If you learn it completely, now you have some weapon.
Si lo aprendes por completo, entonces tienes una arma.
So, today's verse has some similar concepts to other verses in this Bhagavad Gita. Such as idam paramam guyam. Repeat it. Idam paramam guyam.
Idam paramam guyam.
It was the same thing that was explained in chapter 9, verse 2. Radya vidya raja guyam. That's right. That this Bhagavad Gita is the most confidential secret.
Este Bhagavad Gita es el secreto más confidencial.
When something is confidential,
cuando algo es confidencial,
then it is very especial.
Es algo muy especial.
Now, this secret can be unlocked.
Ahora el secreto puede ser abierto.
Just like anyone who knows who has a router. The router has a password. Without the password, no Wi-Fi access. But if you know the password, then you get internet access. So, Bhagavad Gita, you need the passcode. And that was taught by Krishna in chapter 4. Repeat it. Bhakto si me sakha cheti.
Bhakto si me sakha
cheti. Everyone should know that line. Repeat it, por favor. Bhakto si me. Sakha
cheti.
The two things necessary to unlock Bhagavad Gita is that you must be a devotee and a friend of Krishna. Being a friend of Krishna means you like him. You have nice feeling for him. And if you want to know who is a devotee, since we are coming upon Gaura Purnima, Lord Chaitanya was asked, who is a devotee? Anyone who chants the holy name of God is a devotee. Now I want you to prove to me that you're a devotee. So, prove it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now raise your hand if you're Krishna's friend. Right. Very, you're not Krishna's friend. Come on. Don't be shy. We're all here. We're all Krishna's friends. Therefore, you can have access to this confidential secret of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita basically is teaching that five things. The first thing, who is God? What is God? What is his position? And there are so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita that answer that question. Here's one that I like to use. Bhoktaram yagyatapasang sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridang sarvabhutanam gyatva mang shantam richati. How many people know that verse? People, we should learn these Bhagavad Gita verses. So in this verse, three things clarify who is God. If anyone claims to be God, then they have to pass this checklist. God is the enjoyer of everything. God is the proprietor of everything. And God is everyone's dearmost friend. He is your dearmost friend because he is with you every birth you take. I have a very good wife. She is my best friend. But when I die, there's no guarantee that she's going to be coming with me. But no matter how many births I already had, or how many births I'm going to have in the future, Krishna has been with me every birth. As soon as I left the spiritual world, because that's where we come from, as soon as I left the spiritual world, Krishna did not abandon me. Krishna has been with me. And he's right there, deep inside my heart. Therefore, he is my and your dearmost friend. In that verse, the word Sukrit is used. In Sanskrit, different words are used for the word friend. There are different kinds of friends. Of all the different kinds of friends, Sukrit is the best. Sukrit means somebody has only your best interest in mind. Some people don't even have one such person in their life. Maybe you have one. If you have more than one, you're doing very good. Somebody you know that only has your interest. Somebody who only has your interest. That is Sukrit. As Prabhupada would sign his letters, your ever well wisher. That is Sukrit. A person is a Sukrit who only wants to see you succeed.
sea verte teniendo éxito.
Very rare to find in Santiago.
Muy difícil encontrar en Santiago.
Or Los Angeles.
O Los Ángeles.
But Krishna says, I am your Sukrit.
Pero Krishna está diciendo acá, yo soy tu Sukrit.
Krishna in your heart.
Krishna en tu corazón.
Is the same Krishna in my heart.
Es el mismo Krishna en mi corazón.
They're not competing.
No están compitiendo.
It's the same Krishna.
Es el mismo Krishna.
And that Krishna only wants to see you return home.
Y ese Krishna lo único que desea es verte regresar al hogar.
What's the name of Prabhupada's magazine?
¿Cuál es el nombre de la revista que publicaba hace la Prabhupada?
What is that slow?
De vuelta al Supremo.
Return, go back. Right. Back means you were already there.
Significa de vuelta, supremo, de vuelta, go back. Significa que estamos regresando.
You,
ya estuvimos ahí.
You cannot go back to some place you never were.
No puedes volver al lugar en el que nunca has estado.
The very word back means you were already there.
La palabra volver significa que ya hemos estado ahí.
Just like in 2 weeks,
tal como yo, 2 semanas,
I'm going back to Los Angeles. I've never been to Australia.
Nunca he ido a Australia.
So I cannot say, I'm going back to Australia.
No puedo decir, volveré a Australia.
No, I was never there.
Nunca he estado ahí.
But Prabhupada teaches,
pero Prabhupada nos enseña,
back to Godhead.
Regresar a Dios.
Because that's where we all originated from.
Porque ahí es donde todos hemos sido originados.
And Krishna in the heart is trying to get you back there. There is a verse in one of the purports to this Bhagavad Gita. It's also in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself uses this example. Two birds sitting on a tree. One bird is flying branch to branch, trying to taste the different berries. The other bird is just sitting quietly. What are the berries? There's only two kinds of berries. Berries, fruits. Only two. Happy, distress. That's all there is in the material world. Happiness, distress. So, the bird that's going from branch to branch, that's us. We're trying this body. Trying this body. Trying to enjoy this kind of sense gratification. And I heard myself, Prabhupada. One of the first classes I heard Prabhupada and I saw Prabhupada. Back in
1973,
Prabhupada was saying,
Prabhupada diciendo,
that whether you drink milk in a iron cup or a gold cup does not change the taste of the milk. He was explaining, sex life for the pigeon is the same sex life as the demigods. No difference. One has a very great material body.
Uno tiene un grandioso cuerpo material.
One lives in a coop.
El otro vive en...
a pigeon coop.
A
the dog also has sex on the street.
Los perros también tienen sexo, de hecho, en la calle.
And the carmies are having sex in their penthouse apartment.
Y los carmies, los diablistas, tienen sexo en sus penthouse.
Or the back seat of the car.
La parte trasera de un auto.
But it's the same taste.
Es el mismo sabor.
So, we have been jumping from one body to another.
Hemos estado saltando de un cuerpo a otro cuerpo.
And only enjoying the same taste.
Y solamente saboreando el mismo sabor.
One day, we wake up.
Algún día despertaremos.
And we realize,
y vamos a realizar,
I'm not getting anywhere.
No estoy obteniendo nada ni yendo a ninguna parte.
That's when we turn to Krishna in the heart.
En ese momento, cuando nosotros nos volvemos hacia Krishna en nuestro corazón.
And that is what Krishna is waiting for.
Y eso es lo que Krishna está esperando.
Krishna is waiting for us out of our free will to turn to him. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks
Krishna,
take my chariot to see who has come to fight. Krishna drove the chariot. Behold, Partha. See who has come.
Mira quiénes han venido.
And Arjuna is lamenting.
Arjuna se está lamentando.
Arjuna is crying.
Arjuna está llorando.
Krishna is just listening.
Krishna solamente escuchaba.
But then Arjuna makes a critical decision.
Pero en un momento, después, Arjuna tomó una decisión muy crítica.
He says to Krishna, Shishyasteham Shadimang Twang Prapanam. Repeat that. I want to see who knows. Who knows that line? Come on.
Shishyasteham Shadimang
Prapanam. Another line everyone should know. There are certain lines, certain verses. Yes. Okay, finish. Very good. So everyone should know that verse because it's one of the most important points in Bhagavad Gita. Because without that verse, there's no Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna does not interfere with our free will. He said that a little few verses ago in this 18th chapter. In a few verses prior to this one, Krishna said, Yate chasi tata kuru. Another important line. Krishna says, I've told you everything.
Krishna dijo, ya te he dicho todo.
Now you decide what you want to do.
Ahora tú decides qué es lo que quieres hacer.
He does not force Arjuna.
Me está forzando Arjuna.
He doesn't say to Arjuna, surrender. Surrender. No. Krishna is gentleman.
Krishna is a caballero.
Arjuna, it is like this. It is like this.
Arjuna se hace esta manera, de esta otra.
Now you make your decision.
Ahora haz tu decisión.
And in a few verses from now, we will hear Arjuna's decision.
Y en unos pocos versos más adelante, oiremos la decisión de Arjuna.
Arjuna will say,
Arjuna dirá,
I will act according to your instructions.
Ahora actuaré de acuerdo a tus instrucciones.
But it would not have gotten to that point unless Arjuna asked Krishna to instruct him. So when a conditioned soul is fortunate, when a conditioned soul is fortunate, he turns to Krishna and says, please instruct me. Hopefully, all of us always have that mood. That mood. That mood is one of humility. As Lord Chaitanya teaches us, what we should wear around our neck for constant remembrance. How many people know the third Shikshastakam verse? Raise your hand. Everyone should know this verse because we're supposed to wear it constantly. Together. Trinadapi sunichena taror eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We always should have that mentality, meek and humble. Humble. Meek and humble. That's all right. Yeah, what's the Spanish translation? What's it? Manso. There you go. Huh?
It's like peacefulness.
Oh, it's not peacefulness. No. Meek means very low. You consider yourself low. Lower than grass. Okay, watch. Here in Chile, you play soccer, right? Not you, but they play soccer, right? So, the field is made of what? Pasto. Not pasta. Grass, right? So, on that grass, they're running and jumping and kicking, and the ball is going, right? So, you are under the grass, and everybody is jumping on your head and kicking. After the soccer game, the field is a big mess. In America, they have a different game, which they call football. So after the game, the whole field is all messed up. Because these 350-pound guys are falling on top. Lower than that, I have to think. Lower. That is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching us. And to be tolerant, like the tree, and give all respect to others. Why? Because Krishna is in your heart. Even when somebody is screaming at me, I have to see, oh, Krishna's in their heart. Not easy to do when somebody is screaming at you. But you have to try to see Krishna in their heart. This verse is very encouraging. Because there are several verses where Krishna says, without a doubt,
sin duda,
you will come back to me.
Tú volverás a mí.
Notice again in the translation, back to Krishna.
Tal como hago nuevamente la traducción, volver a Krishna.
That means you were with him already.
Eso significa que ya estuviste con él.
Back to Krishna.
Volver a Krishna.
Who wants to go back to Krishna? Who wants to come back to Santiago? No, very good. We want to go back to Krishna. And Krishna says, Asangshaya. Without doubt. And we should have faith in Krishna. Don't doubt. Two verses prior. Sarvadhamman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja ang twang sarva papebhyo mokshyasi ma sucha. That two words, ma sucha, has three meanings. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't doubt. Or don't hesitate.
Don't
hesitate. You don't have a word in Spanish for hesitate? What's the word? It'll be in the purport. Give me the book. What's the very last of the purport? I'll find it. No. No, in purport. Here. Las palabras específicas que se emplean aquí. Ma suchaha. How's my Spanish? No temas. No vaciles. No te preocupes. All right, so what's no temas?
Entonces, ¿qué significa no temas?
In English.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. No vaciles.
Without doubt.
Without doubt. No te preocupe.
Don't be worried.
Don't be worried. So where's don't hesitate? Huh? But you said don't worry. Worry, hesitate are two different words. Anyway, that's another story. So, how to surrender to Krishna? Who can answer this question? If I want to surrender right now, what should I do? What should I do? Chant what? What? Show me. Now you all show me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All right, I want to say one little thing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Quiero decir una pequeña cosa sobre Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because we are getting ready for Gaur Purnima.
Porque estamos volviéndonos ya preparados para Gaur Purnima.
So, we learn from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya for external reasons and for his own personal reasons. The external reason is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Who can tell me what is the real identity of Advaita Acharya? What is his real identity? Mahavishnu. Yes. Advaita Acharya appeared before Lord Chaitanya. And when Advaita Acharya appeared, he saw something of the people. He noticed that everybody was simply engaged in material activities. Some were doing pious, some were doing sinful. But they were all on the material platform. Nobody was interested in Krishna consciousness. Now, who is Advaita Acharya? He said, I cannot deliver them. It is not possible for me to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. And he's Mahavishnu. He said, only one person can deliver these fools and rascals of Kali Yuga. Krishna himself has to come. But then Advaita Acharya thought, it's Kali Yuga. Krishna doesn't come in Kali Yuga. But how are these people going to be delivered? Advaita Acharya remembered a verse. That verse said that if you worship the Shalagram Shila with water of the Ganges and tulsi leaves, Krishna gives himself to that person. So Advaita Acharya, on the bank of the Ganga, did exactly that. And he loudly called, Krishna, come and deliver the people of Kali Yuga. And Krishna agreed because of the calling out of Advaita Acharya. So the external reason for Lord Chaitanya coming is to deliver everyone. And he does that through the Sankirtan movement. He does that by distributing the holy name. And we are supposed to assist him. We are the servants or followers of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is a transcendental gardener. And he has lots of fruits that he wants to distribute. But he needs help. He says, I'm only one person. How much distribution I can do? So then Lord Chaitanya orders everyone, especially Hindus. It's in the book. That's not me. It's in the book. But not just the Hindus, but especially the Hindus. But everyone is supposed to distribute the fruits of love of Godhead. So that is our movement. This movement is a branch of the Chaitanya tree.
Este movimiento es una rama del árbol del Señor Chaitanya.
And the fruits of the Chaitanya tree
y los frutos del Señor Chaitanya, del árbol are, del Señor Chaitanya,
are the fruits of love of God.
Son los frutos del amor por Dios.
And he wants us to distribute them.
Y él quiere que lo distribuyamos.
So, whether it be by chanting,
y esto se va a realizar a través del canto,
by prasad, by the books,
libros,
or just by you smiling.
Solo tú
Hare Krishna. Yes. Just when you walk down the street, Hare Krishna.
Solo tú en la calle, Hare
you are fulfilling the order of Lord Chaitanya.
Solo por hacer eso, está siguiendo la orden del Señor Chaitanya.
Simplemente.
Simplemente por
so all he wants us to do, give Krishna consciousness. And if you give Krishna consciousness, your account increases. Levine is big businessman. He knows if I give out all my money, if I give out all my money, the bank statement will say zero. You don't want that, do you? You want to see profit. Yes? But if you were to go crazy one day, and anyone who came to the shop, here, take $1 million, take... After a while, the bank will come, hey, no more money in the account, am I right? But your spiritual bank account is different. If you give out everything in your spiritual bank account, at the end of the day, your account has doubled. Nobody can give you that kind of return on investment. So give as much Krishna consciousness as you can. While I'm here for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to give out everything I have. I am going to deplete whatever I have and give it to you. Because I know when I get on that plane on Monday, March 24th, when I get on the aeroplane on Monday, March 24th, my account will be doubled. Krishna consciousness ki
jai
kartal kartal. Now we do kirtan. Bueno, who will play drum? Si Levine Lakshman, did you like? Your account has now doubled. This is a song that Lord Chaitanya would chant when he would walk down the street. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari
Haraye Namaha.
Krishna
Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Harai Namaha. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Harai Namaha.
Hari Harai Namaha.
Nobody chants better than you. I love coming to your temple because you are the best chanters. I had to tell you that. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Madhusudana. Hari Harai Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Wait. One more time. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody. Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivaraja Kacharya Sotra Satya Sri Sriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Jamuna Devi Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande All glories to the Asamal devotees. All glories to the Asamal devotees. All glories to the Asamal devotees. All glories to the devotees of ISKCON Chile Ki Jai.